I'd like to open with a thanks to our fans, you know, for our group to show out and show up and wear the pink like they did. I thought it was an incredible testament to our fans' humanity and just the power. Well, they've blocked the perimeter well. They played physical. They play fast. A lot of guys have got to play. We haven't had a lot of drops. We've had some lack of execution that has to improve to get to where we want to go, and they continue to improve. I'm proud of them for all the words and all the criticism that was out there for them, or concern. They've responded well to that, but we're thin at wideout, and it's going down.
Can you talk about the learning? Our eyes, we're seeing more from George.
Well, I think trying to use his talents more. First game, we didn't know how he would respond, and we tried to get him the ball there some late, and then second opportunities to use him, and he's in being that he all people see is the catch. When he doesn't catch the ball or he has a busted route. He had several things today that he didn't do right, he didn't do well. So he has a lot of improving to do, where I know the consensus will be he had catches, he had wows, he had this, but when he didn't have the ball or the ball was not thrown to him, a lot of those were because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do.
Coach, after the season opener, you talked about DeAndre Swift and the possibility of him being more successful if he could do things like just look for ways to make different cuts, to get more yards, to be a better competitor and kind of contribute to the team overall versus just looking at it from the perspective of, hey, I can make guys miss. So what you saw in him today, what you've seen in him since the season opener, are you seeing his skill sets evolve?
Yeah, the biggest skill set I'm seeing evolve with him is his impact on others. I mean, he's always had this skill set of making people miss. He's fast. He can catch. He's elusive. He's running with more power now. But I think his biggest skill set is making sure that other people are buying into the principles and values of the organization. And that means if we're going to a pregame meal, or we're going somewhere for a walkthrough, or we're going to a meeting, or we're on the sideline, his impact is much more important there than it is just what he does with the ball, because he's always been able to do that with the ball. His ability to tell a young player that's not how we do things is way better than me telling them that. And when Swift does that, that has a huge impact on the confidence of our team, and it gets buy-in for us.
Kirby, a lot of people on the coast on the question, is there any part of you that
would like? It's hard to answer that question because you'd like to say yeah, but then we'd be asking ourselves a lot more questions, you know, with the teams we played. So it's tough. I don't worry about that as much as I worry about the physical conditioning, because physical conditioning of playing a four-quarter game, there's really only one way to simulate that, which is play it. And we haven't, you know, and I can't rightfully just keep the guys out there and not play other players. So that's the toughest. Ready for a four-quarter game. The rest of the season is going to be that way. I'm not talking about next week. I'm just looking at the outlook. You got to be able to play four quarters. And we kind of had to do that at Vanderbilt, but we haven't had to do it like we know we're going to have to.
Kirby, a lot of people on that Cook run, I think in early third, took their eyes off Cook and started watching Lawrence blocking those fields. What did you see on that?
I don't know if you're talking about the reverse. I mean, the one I'm thinking of, I saw Cade Mays and Charlie are the two guys that stuck out to me. Now, Cager had some really crucial blocks. He had two or three that were what I call touchdown springing blocks. And he probably had one there. I missed it if that was the case. I saw Cade and Charlie. Charlie came around, knocked the guy down. Cade sprinted all the way down to the goal line and made some big blocks. So, I mean, our guys take ownership in that, and we reward it. I mean, it's on his hand, maybe, but it's certainly more important in our team scheme of things.
Can't believe it took as long as Notre Dame finally coming up. We have to talk about it, but all eyes in the nation are going to be on this top seven matchup. Can you talk about how you feel like the team is prepared for a game on that stage and everything that's going to take place this week?
Yeah, I think the way you prepare for that is play in it. I mean, there's no preparation. We have a lot of preparation to do to get ready for the game. But as far as the stage, the biggest thing you can do is let your players relax and play. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will usually win that game. The team that overanalyzes it and hypes it up and makes it bigger than it is and larger than life, sometimes that gets you in trouble. We've played in a lot of big games. We got a lot of kids in that build, in that room, team room in our building that are going to that have played in big football games, so they're not going to be intimidated by that. But Notre Dame has a very good football program. They've got a really good team, and they've got a coaching staff to do a tremendous job. They were one of the top four teams in the country last year, guys, and played Clemson super tight throughout the game. So I got a lot of respect for them and their program, and they do a great job.
Kirby, that fourth quarter stand, that timeout was called on both sides. All the fans were getting into it. Did it feel like you were up as big as you were that moment?
No, I mean, I never look at the scoreboard. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coaching to coach the players like it matters to them just as much if it's 7-7. So that to me, I don't even know what the score was, and I don't care. I mean, we're trying to get those players to execute at the highest level possible, not get caught up in the moment. It was good for them to have a little, you know, a little anxiety, a little crowd noise, a little, hey, this is important, because that a lot of us kids may be in the game if somebody goes down.
Tyler Simmons went down early. It looked like he got body slammed out of bounds. Can you update us on his injury, and how clean did you come out of it other than that injury?
I'm not sure on Tyler. We'll have to see Monday. We think he's going to be okay. He bumped his shoulder over on the sideline. I couldn't see it from where I was, but the way the crowd responded, it looked like it was late or something. But I think he's going to be fine. I think he probably could have played if he had to have. Other than that, D-Rob had some nagging injuries that were bothering him, so he wasn't able to finish out. I don't know who else you're asking about.
Kind of
Dominic didn't do anything different leading up to Vanderbilt than he's doing now. It's just opportunity. He's getting an opportunity to play more. And like I said before, he was very deserving to play Vanderbilt. We just didn't get an opportunity during the game to get him in there, and he's taking advantage of his opportunities. Dom works every day so hard. He catches the balls thrown to him. He's got a very compact body type. He's hard to tackle. He's a very savvy route runner. He's got great hands. I was pleased with their competitive toughness at the line, like getting hands on people and being physical at the line. And I still think that Arkansas State has good wideouts. They've got good players, and they're going to score a lot of points. In their league, they got a vertical passing game, but we were able to make some plays out on the perimeter, and we really challenged those guys all week, and I thought, you know, all four of those guys played well while they got to play.
Tyson Campbell came out of the game, they said a foot in the press box, but can you talk about how he's kind of maybe set the tempo there in the first half? He had three tackles, three pass breakups, looked like playing good ball now.
He came out and played hard. Tyson practiced well this week. I thought our corners, you know, they responded to the challenge that we gave them, and they played hard. He did some good things in the game.
Seems like Coach Bowley's kind of finding a role for James Cook on the outside with, you know, our swing passes and jet sweeps. How important is it to have a guy like that in your offense that can stretch the defense horizontally and not just punch him in the mouth like you don't know?
Well, it's big. I mean, it's big for us because, you know, we're a physical downhill team, and when you have to defend the 53-yard width of the field as opposed to just the depth of it, it makes it a lot tougher. And James is a hard to tackle guy. We've seen that in our scrimmages. But more important than that are those people out there putting their helmet on people for him when he catches it. The Charlie Warners, the Cagers, there's some big bodies out there now, out there blocking people. And, you know, it's frustrating for us in fall camp. You can't get off a block because the guys are so big. And when you got James with the ball, people on him, it's tough. Kenny's a good player. Kenny understands the system he's in. He chose to come here amongst one of the deepest running back corps in the country. He's not afraid of competition. You know, he's got a brother in the NFL. He grew up in a talent-laden family. And Kenny's getting better and better. Kenny's got to find a way to contribute more and more on special teams, and he's starting to take some ownership in that.
How do you feel about your inside linebacker group, Tay and Quay?
Well, I don't know. I would reserve till I watch the tape. I do think that they did a really good job today of adding in what I call, we challenged them to say, hey, when you get a chance to go add on rush, they had one early in the game that it affected the quarterback, and they did some good things, but I couldn't tell you how they played exactly. I'd have to watch it.
Is there anything to be said for college football regionalism with Notre Dame, or is everybody pretty much the same now, or are they going to be the bigger, more physical team like of old?
You lost me there. I don't know what regionalism.
Yeah, you know, you think Big Ten power football, Notre Dame big at the line of scrimmage power football. Or are they just as fast as SEC teams now?
Well, I haven't watched Notre Dame. I didn't watch them last year. We didn't play them, and I haven't seen them yet. So I can't – I mean, that would be a hard question for me to answer. I know the style of play they have because we played them 2 years ago. They recruit the same players we do. So when we go knocking on doors, we all, you know, go after the same guy. So they have really good football players.
Any more questions? Did you sense any kind of worry this past week that they might be looking ahead to Notre Dame, or are you guys just in a bubble out on that practice field where that doesn't come into play?
Yeah, I'm not with the kids 24/7. I'm not on their phones with them. I think they live in a different world nowadays where there's so much information that it's not like you're worried about them being worried about Notre Dame. You're worried about them being worried about everything because they constantly are getting information. It's information overload all the time. So we just try to concentrate on Arkansas State. We talked about them each day, talked about their program and their conference, and I'll try to go out and play them.
Kirby, what are some of the major differences you've seen in Jake from the 2 years ago when he played Notre Dame, leading up this week? What are some of the major differences you've seen?
So a world of difference. I mean, he was a young, nervous, composed freshman. And now he's a confident, experienced junior. And he continues to get better. He makes good decisions. I thought he moved around in the pocket well today, and they gave him some tough, different looks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.